I want you to imagine something. You have lived in your country for 1,500 years. You were born in this country. You speak the language of this country. Your father and mother were born here, and so were your grandparents. Your grandfather built the shul. Your father has a store. Your children go to school in this country. You've lived here for a long time. You know nothing else. But one day, you get an email, a text message, a flyer in the door, saying that you have two choices. You can convert to a religion that is not your religion, or you have to leave the country. Not only do you have to leave the country, but you have 3 months to leave. You have 3 months, you have to leave. And so you make plans because you don't want to convert to another religion. You want to continue practicing the way your father did, the way your grandfather did, the way your great-grandfather did. And so you make plans to leave. You make plans to sell your house, to sell your car. You love that BMW's SUV. You make plans to get rid of everything so you can go and travel somewhere else. But there is another caveat, and that is that not only can you leave, but you cannot take any money with you. No gold nor silver shall leave this land. So you have to take whatever you can take with you, which isn't a whole lot, because your computer takes up a lot of space. So you take with you whatever you can, and you convert all of your holdings into skins and coats and whatever you can carry on your back. There's more than just a 2-bag limit and what you can carry on. You're now stuck with the fact that you have to leave this country, this place you have lived, and you have to go somewhere else to start a new life. And this is basically the experience that the Sephardic Jews had in Spain in 1492. They had lived in Spain for 15 centuries, and then they were told, time to leave. You have to go. And many of them did, 150,000 of them. Many of them decided to stay and convert to Christianity. Many of them became what we call conversos. Some of them converted and some of them pretended to convert, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. So they left and they went to Portugal, the nearest country to Spain, and they were allowed to stay in Portugal for at least 6 months, and then they were expelled from Portugal. So they went to whatever country would accept them, and you can imagine a group of people traveling, trying to find a place. And they went throughout the Ottoman Empire, Morocco, Turkey, Greece, Bulgaria, Yugoslavia, Italy, wherever there was room, the Sephardic Jews went, and that's where they stayed. And that's where they lived. And that's where they built their new communities. Now, 1492, we all know that date very well. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. There's still speculation as to whether Columbus was going to try to find new lands for the Sephardic Jews. So the Jews went and they lived wherever they could. Turkey was very happy to have the Sephardic Jews because they recognized with this group of people an incredible wealth. People who were cartographers, people who were doctors, people who were lawyers, people who had lots of information that could make a big difference in the country. Now, when the Sephardim left Spain, they left with what they could carry. And a lot of what they could carry were their memories, were their dreams, were the songs, the stories, the language that they spoke. In Spain, the language was a medieval Spanish at that time. Words were very different. Some words were similar, but a lot of words were very different. The Ladino is the name of the language that the Sephardic Jews have spoken for all this time and still do speak today. Ladino was a mixture of medieval Spanish, in some cases, a combination of Greek, Hebrew. It was written in a Rashi script, so in Hebrew script, but spoken in this medieval Spanish. If you speak Spanish and you hear the words, abre este abajur bijou, abre la tu ventana, por ver tu cara morena, al yo daré mi alma. You would understand the language. But you would hear some words and some pronunciations that are different. Mucha alegría, instead of mucha alegría. Hijo, instead of hijo. Mujer, instead of mujer. A lot of words that have different sounds. And this is what the Sephardic Jews continue to speak. They continue to speak their language.